This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
For most people, prayer is the last resort instead of the first response. True story, I remember a grandmother who was ill in another city, and her family came to her and said, "Grandma, we've tried every specialist and we've taken you to two or three hospitals. I think we're going to have to pray." And the grandmother said, "Has it come to that? Has it come to that? Like it's the last resort and we've exhausted every other possibility and now we have to pray." A lot of people have that attitude that prayer is your last resort rather than your first response. Let's look at verse 1 again. "Finally, brothers," or as to other matters, "pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored." The Word of God has power on its own. That's the implication of this. There's an independence to the Word of God. What do I mean by that? The Word of God has power that has nothing to do with the one speaking it. I've said this before, if there's a miracle in preaching, the miracle is not in the delivery, the miracle is in the reception. That God takes His Word, however it's shared, and He uses it as He sees fit. I had a wedding in Columbus, Ohio, years ago. A young man came up to me, he's about 35, 36, 37 years of age. And he said, "You don't know me, but I know you. 10 years ago, when I was 25, he said, "I was at a funeral that you conducted at such and such a funeral home. And when you shared the Word of God, I was not a Christian, I was not a believer, but," he said, "something happened to me at that funeral." He said, "I can't explain it. Something happened when you read those verses about heaven and you read the verses about judgment. Something convicted me." Well, that's the Word of God that has power, independent of the speaker. There's a sense in which the Word of God spreads on its own, and God uses His Word. And my point in telling that is you don't have a clue, and I don't have a clue about what God does with His Word in the lives of other people. You may have shared a verse of Scripture, for instance, with a relative and thought, "Well, that went on deaf ears. A lot of good that did." You don't know. You don't know the seeds that were planted. What's it mean that the Word of God may be honored? Well, what's it mean to honor something? You've heard me define honor before. To honor your parents means you place value on your parents. When a husband honors his wife, it means he places value upon her. He places value upon her opinions, her thoughts, her emotional needs, and so forth. A wife does the same for a husband. To honor somebody means you place value on the other person. We live in a culture, get this, that not only doesn't read the Word of God, we don't honor it at all. I don't mean to be negative here, but we live in a culture in 2013, get this, that doesn't simply have a disregard for the Bible. We live in a culture that has disdain, contempt, an almost antagonistic, vicious attitude toward the Bible. And that's why Paul said, I thought this was interesting in verse 2, "and pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not everyone has faith." Really? Yeah, that's right. Not everyone has faith in your family. Not everyone at where you work has faith. Not everybody on your street has faith. And we live in a world, a mixed multitude of people who are believers, and then a lot of people aren't. Most people aren't. We live in a culture where there's not an honoring of the Word of God. There's contempt for the Word of God. But notice verse 3. It says, "But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." You know what that implies? Two things. There is an evil one, Satan, but also we need protection.
Well, we're going to continue that thought line about having protection from the evil one. That may sound like something off the wall to you, but let me tell you something, folks, it's real. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.